This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's shiur. The shiur should be L'Iru Nishmas, Uri Ephraim, Olav HaShalom, Ben Yibad L'Chaim, Tovim, Rabbi Yosef Yitzchok. The topic for tonight is burial in Eretz Yisrael, Kvura in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very interesting topic, and of course it's connected to the Parsha, because in the Parsha, Yaakov Avinu dies, and the Pasuk says at the beginning, Vayikrivu Me Yisrael Lomus, and the time drew near for Yaakov Avinu to die. Vayikri Livnei Li Yosef, and he called his son Yosef, Vayom Eloi, in Nomot Sosichin Beinecho, Vosiso Emoti Chesed Ve'emes, you should do a Chesed Ve'emes. Rashi says, whenever you do a Chesed for the mace, it's called a Chesed Shel Emes. Why? She'ena Metzapel Et Hashpen Gmul, because no one's expecting any reciprocation. You're doing it as for altruistically. V'shochavti im avoysai unasasoni b'mitzrayim u'kvaratani b'kvarosom, and take me to Mitzrayim, take me out of Mitzrayim, and bury me in Eretz Yisrael with the kvura of my parents, of Yitzchak and of Avraham in Ma'aras HaMach Pelo. Rashi says, why did Yaakov Avinu not want to be buried in Mitzrayim? So Rashi gives three reasons. Number one, he says, so far, this is in the second box on the sheet. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. The first reason is, so far, Liyos Afram. Mitzrayim is going to become, the earth is going to become full of kinim. The third of the ten makas, the third plague is kinim, is lice. And therefore he didn't want to sort of his body to be exposed to that. A second reason is that people buried in Chutz Laretz will have the tzar, the pain, the trouble of Gilgul Mechilas, of sort of rolling in underground tunnels at the time of Tchias HaMesim in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. And the third reason is Shaloya Asuni Mitzrayim Ovde Elilim, that Mitzrayim shouldn't make my burial place into a shrine, into some sort of Avodah Zarah, into some sort of deity. So those are the three reasons that Yaakov says, that Rashi brings, that Yaakov didn't want to be buried in Mitzrayim, and therefore he instructs, at the beginning of the parasha, he instructs his son Yosef to oversee his burial in Eretz Yisrael. Now, this is a good, a very neat segue into this whole topic of burial in Eretz Yisrael. And it's interesting because it comes out that there's divergent opinions in Chazal. On one hand, the Bavli seems to be very in favor, and the Yerushalmi and the Zohar, on the other hand, seems to be not. The Medrash tells us that the Ov is cherished to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. The Zohar says that Tchias HaMesim will begin from Ma'aras HaMach Pelo. There's a famous story, I think maybe you may have heard it, it's worth repeating, an amazing story that Rabbi Hartman often tells, that he of course writes on the Maharal, and he came across a statement of the Maharal which says that the Tchias HaMesim will begin from Ma'aras HaMach Pelo k'mavua b'chazal, as explained by Chazal. He searched high and low and he couldn't find it. With all the searches on the computer, the DBS and the Bar Ilan and the Itzah Chochma, he couldn't find it. He even got in touch with a person who lives in Hebron, who is an expert on all the Mamori Chazal to do with Ma'aras HaMach Pelo. The fellow said, give me a few days. And he got back to him after a few days. He said, I'm sorry, I can't find it. So in the book, he wrote in the footnotes, I don't know where this Chazal is. I don't know where, when the Maharal says that Tchias HaMesim is going to start at Ma'aras HaMach Pelo, k'mavua b'chazal, I don't know where the Chazal is. Sometime later, a miracle happened. What was the nes? That he was walking in Bnei Brak and he happens to see, this is going back quite a number of years, as you'll see, he happens to see Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shmita, and he's walking on his own in Bnei Brak. That's the miracle. And now access to him is very, very hard. But he went over to him and he said to him, Rebbe, can I ask you a question? Sure. What's the question? The Maharal says that Tchias HaMesim is going to begin in Ma'aras HaMach Pelo k'mavua b'chazal. Where is this chazal? I can't find it. So the Reb Chaim said to Reb Heilman, he says, really? The Maharal says that? He goes, yeah. So he said, let me think. And he stops. He's sort of slowly walking. They're walking together. And this, after a few steps, he stops. He shakes his head and said, Talmud Bavli is Nishda. It's nowhere in the whole of the Gemara in Talmud Bavli. He carries on walking slowly. He looks up and says, Talmud Yerushalmi, Nishda. It's not in the whole Yerushalmi. carries on a few more steps, closes his eyes. In the Medrash, in Nishta, he carries on listing other famous sources. And then he carries on and says, a few more steps, Zayar, Nishta, not there. His mind is working through all these farim. And then suddenly he says, ooh, Tikunei Zayar Perek Vav. There's a mashmois in Tikunei Zayar. And Rabbi Hartman says he was so mispal, it's faster than a computer. Faster than a computer. Anyway, there is a source in Chazal that Tikunei Zayar, that Tichas HaMeisim begins from Arsa Machpena. The Gemara in Ksuba, Staf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says, Kol HaKavur Beretz Yisrael, Ki'ilu Kavur Tachas HaMizbeach. Anyone who is buried in Eretz Yisrael is buried as if he is buried under the Mizbeach. What does that mean? That just like the Mizbeach is Mechaper, atones, well, so too the very burial in Eretz Yisrael is Mechaper, is a form of atonement. So what is the problem? Why isn't it considered a good thing? No doubt, in centuries gone by, it wasn't practical. A person died in Chutz Laretz, you know, travel to Eretz Yisrael was nigh impossible. That was when you were alive, and to bring a mace to Eretz Yisrael was almost impossible. But nowadays it's become much more common. I understand, you know, most planes that leave New York airports, they have a mace on it, and from London as well. So what exactly is the problem? So the answer is there is a Yerushalmi. If you look at box number 4, the Yerushalmi in Klein, Perek Tes, Halacha Gimel says this, Rabbi Bar Kiri of Rabbi Lozo have a metalin be'isterin. One time these two people were walking in Eretz Yisrael, Ra'u aroinus shayboyim mechutz laretz laretz. They saw coffins, aroinus, coming from chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael. And they said, they applied the posuk, and he kaira aleihem the posuk in Yiri, it's a sort of it's an adaptation of this posuk, v'nochalti shemesom l'to'eva, that you've made my heritage, my nachala, into an abomination. Sorry, samtem l'to'eva, you've made it into an abomination. V'titamu es artzi b'misoschem, and you have contaminated my land, you've made my land impure with bringing your mason there. In other words, they're critical that you live in Chutz Laretz, and then you contaminate the land, you matame it, by bringing the mason into the land. And indeed, the Zohar in Parshas Achrim says that it's an abomination to die in Chutz Laretz and to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a big zechus to die in Eretz Yisrael and be buried there. So you see an interesting difference of opinion between the Talmud Bavli, the Gemara in Ksubas, on the one hand, which is very full of praise for those who are buried in Eretz Yisrael, and on the other hand, the Yerushalmi and the Zohar, which seems to say the opposite. The Rambam, interestingly, in Melachim and Perek Hay, Halach Yud Aleph, says this. Look at the bottom box. Omru Chachomim kol ha-sheichin be-Eretz Yisrael avonoisov mechulin. Anyone who is buried in Eretz Yisrael, his sins, his averas, are wiped away. Afilu holach bo'ar ba'amas, even if someone merely walks for amas in Eretz Yisrael, zoyche l'chaye ha'olam haba, he will merit to go to the world to come. V'chein ha'kovur bo nischapa bo. Anyone who is buried there will get an atonement, and no doubt that is based on the Gemara in Ksuv, as I mentioned above. But listen to this. V'ki'ilu ha'mokum, she'ilu ha'mokum izbech kapara. V'ein ha'doyme kol tosu mi'chayim le'kol tosu ha'chamoysev. You can't compare the atoning effect of a person living there to someone who dies there. Because someone who lives there, the atonement is much more powerful than someone who is merely buried there. V'afapike, nonetheless, g'doyle ha'chachomim, the greats of the generations, ha'yumalichim nisehim, the shom, where they would bring their dead to Eretz Yisrael, say ulamad mi'yakovinu v'yosef ha'tzadik, go learn it out from Yaakov Avinu and Yosef ha'tzadik, who are indeed, in this week's parasha, they make the effort to go, for Yaakov at least, to go from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, and Yosef gives that instruction, and of course, when we Klal Yisrael come out of Mitzrayim, that is what happens. Interestingly, Radovid Kronglas, who was Mashkiach in Yisrael decades ago, he asked an interesting question. Is it true that, what does it mean when it says, anyone who walks, Arba Amas, Zoycha L'chai Olam Haba, what about the Malchei Yisrael? Those Malchei Yisrael, about whom it is said, Ein Lohem Chelek Ba'olam Haba, the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, how do you square that? They walked for Amas in Eretz Yisrael. So how can we say of them, Ein Lohem Chelek Ba'olam Haba, but yet, anyone who walks, Arba Amas, Zoycha L'chai Olam Haba? So Rav Kronglas says that the idea is this. Eretz Yisrael, as we discussed some weeks ago, when we discussed Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, Pashas Lech Lecha, is an opportune place for growth in ruchnius and getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person rejects Torah and mitzvahs, then you can't, just having a postcode in Eretz Yisrael is not going to change that. It's not going to help you. It's the opportune place to grow in Torah and mitzvahs. And that's what it means. If you're walking in Olam and Daled Amos with the aspiration of growing in Torah and mitzvahs, then you'll be zeichet chayim haba. But if a person is rejecting Torah and mitzvahs, then merely walking there, that doesn't help. Now, the Rav Avadia Yosef has an amazing tshuva, fascinating tshuva. This is in Yabia Oim. If you turn over the page on paragraph 6, he says the following. Nishalti, I was asked the following question. Me'ez Harav Hagon of Peretz Ariel, Harav HaMakoimi of Hot HaSharon. He's the chief rabbi of Hot HaSharon. But Dovar Tayeres Me'artus Abris. There was a lady, a tourist from the United States. Shebo Levaker Beretz Yisrael. She came on a visit to Eretz Yisrahl, and sadly, she had a heart attack and she died in Eretz Yisrael. She was buried up there in the north in Eretz Yisrael. When her sister found out about this back in America, she quickly went to Eretz Yisrael. She traveled straight away. She wanted to bring the body back to America, to reinter the body from where she was buried in the north of Israel, back to America. But the Kovra, based Akoras, based Ovid, Sheshom Achuzas Kevesh Shel Kol HaMishpacha Shelohen, where the family plot was somewhere in America. Banifteres, Hevia Ritzoyna B'chaim, Chayusa, when she was still alive, the lady who passed away expressed her desire, Leikov Liad Aviho, to be buried next to her father in this burial plot. Sadly, Kihiravako Me'olam Nenisos, because she was single and she never married and never had a family. So a very tragic case. This American tourist, an older lady, traveled to Eretz Yisrael, passed away, she died when she was there, and they arranged her burial there. There was no children, no family. She was buried up there in the north of Israel. And then the sister got to hear of it. She says, what's going on? My sister wanted to be buried in America. She wanted to be buried in the family plot next to her father, and we want to reinter and bring the body back. And the chief rabbi of the Hot HaSharon asked Rav Avadia Yosef what to do. So, very interesting. We'll try and keep it short because it's a short halacha share. But this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea in Simon Shin Samach Chimul Siv Aleph says, Ein mefanin hameis vatzonos. One should not reinter a body. When the body is buried, you shouldn't reinter, even from a sort of a second-rate cemetery to a more mechubad beis hakvaros, you shouldn't do it. Ubetoich shelai, however, says, and the Shach explains the words of the Mechaba, koloma lifnoso lekovro es lavosov, to reinter the mace to a family plot, that's okay. Afilum mechubad lebozumut, even if it's a first-rate cemetery which a person is buried in, and to reinter them in a family plot which is second rate, muta. Why? She'orev le'odom she'enoch etz la'voisov. It's pleasant for the neshama for a person to be buried with in the family plot. Furthermore, k'dei le'kovre b'eretz Yisrael muta, to reinter the mace in order to bury them in Eretz Yisrael is also allowed. V'im nosnuhu shama manas lefnoisov. If you bury a person on condition that you're going to reinter them, muta b'chol inyan, then it's also muta to reinter without a problem. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Interestingly, the Yabi Omer continues. Shenishal bedavas tzur b'mirabonon. He was asked the following question. A Talmud Chacham in Chutz Laaretz died, but lo tziva lahalos atzmos of Eretz Yisrael, and he never gave any instructions about being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Ubonav reitzim lahaloso, and the children wanted to bring the mace to Eretz Yisrael for kfura, and they were uncertain. Ha'im Rishayim la'alosuv l'kovra b'Eretz Yisrael, is that appropriate to bring him to Eretz Yisrael? Because perhaps the father didn't want it. And who says he wanted it? Maybe we shouldn't do this against what his wishes would have been. V'heishiv, and he responded, nirali da'afilum mitzum rabbonim ki hai shari v'yoi l'miske l'Eretz Yisrael. It's appropriate to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. Listen to this. Even if he expressed his interest not to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's still a mitzvah for the children to bring him there. Amazing. And then he quotes, a little later on, in the third, the final paragraph of that last box, he quotes Rav Vosna, in Shevet HaLevi, that when, what about the Yerushalmi? Maybe that's the problem, that you're worried about the Yerushalmi, which says it's critical of people who die in Chutz Laretz, who live their lives in Chutz Laretz, and then just come to Eretz Yisrael for Gevura. Says the Shevet HaLevi, as quoted by Rav Avadia, Hanudavka le'ele shemoasu be'eretz chemda. That's only referring to people who reject Eretz Yisrael. Shehoyis Elohim efsharis la'alos Eretz Yisrael. They had the opportunity to come, but they prefer to stay in Chutz Laretz. They rejected the possibility of living in Eretz Yisrael. And furthermore, he quotes another case, a very interesting case, of a question that came to the Tzvi Pesach Frank. Look in the middle paragraph. In Shadis and Shuvas Har Tzvi, he was asked an interesting question. The Karlina Rebbe died in America, I think in Detroit or Michigan. He died there, and some people wanted him to be buried there. They didn't want him to bring Eretz Yisrael, and they were worried about the Zoya that I mentioned earlier. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says, it's a mitzvah lahalos Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah to bring him to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what the mace would have wanted. However, for whatever reason, they didn't listen to him, or those who were worried about the Zoya, he's buried in America. But coming back to our question, what about this lady who died in Eretz Yisrael, this tourist, and what to tell the sister? So Rav Yosef paskan that it's very difficult to reinter her, and he paskan that she should remain in Eretz Yisrael, and she should not be reinterred in America. And he gave three reasons for this. Reason number one is that what is your concern? You're worried about the Yerushalmi that says, who are critical, as I said, of those people who live in Chutz Laretz and are buried in Eretz Yisrael. But Rav Vosna says it's only a problem who wantonly reject living in Eretz Yisrael. But if a person has a rationale why they're in Chutz Laretz, for whatever reason, as we've discussed previously, you know, of Parnassa reasons or family reasons or whatever the reasons may be, it's not a rejection of Eretz Yisrael per se. So therefore, this woman didn't really, it's not a violation, if you like, of that Yerushalmi or of that Zoya, number one. Number two, when the woman gave instructions to be buried in America, that was because she thought she would die in America. But had she known that she was going to be visiting Eretz Yisrael and would die there, then maybe she would actually have wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And finally, says Rav Avadia, right now she's in the Olam HaEmes. And in the Olam HaEmes, she knows the truth, and she will appreciate the importance of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. The Chiper Admosoi Amoi, the Pasuk says, the last Pasuk of the Shira of Hazinu, says that the ground and the people will be in an atonement. And therefore, Rav Avadia paskens in this case that the woman should remain buried in Eretz Yisrael. So what have we seen? Kvura in Eretz Yisrael, a very interesting topic, connected, of course, to this week's parsha, that Yaakov Avinu instructs his son Yosef, I'll not take the rain in Mitzrayim, do not bury me in Mitzrayim, and take me to the burial spots of my forefathers. The Medrash says that the Ovis cherished to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara in Yerushalmi, the Gemara in Bavli, in Ksubas Kufyud Aleph, says that it's an atoning aspect to it. It's ki'ilu kovru tachas ha-mizbeach. However, the Yerushalmi and the Zohar are less positive about it for those people who live in Chutz Laretz and are just buried in Eretz Yisrael. However, as the Abia Omer explains, quoting other poskim, that only refers to those people who wantonly reject Eretz Yisrael. But if there are practical reasons why they didn't live there, then it could be different. And that woman who died on a visit to Eretz Yisrael and was buried there, and the sister wanted to reinter her according to the dead woman's wishes back in America, Etzel Kivri Avosov, and next to her father, she was a single woman, never got married, never had children. So he passed her that she should stay in Eretz Yisrael for the reasons given. Mr. Hashem, we shall be zocher to, I remember I went to a shiva last week, a few weeks ago, the later of Mendel Cohen, here of Golders Green. He grew up in the shtibel that I grew up in, and was one of the great colorful personalities of that shtibel. He always used to say, in the bracha before Shema, it says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take us sort of upright to Eretz Yisrael, la'artzeinu. And he used to say that it means we should go in our lifetime. We shouldn't have to go la'acha 120 horizontally. And the Sadiqeinu Kamiya Satsenu, which it's a merit to live there in Mitz Hashem. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.